It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
We are living in scary times. Boy, you know, I've been in this a long time, maybe too long. In this election, in 8 days, I can't think of one that had the impact on our society. Not politics so much, but our society, and this one does. If we don't course correct now, I don't think it's ever going to happen. And so that's why all of you who are believers in traditional America, you know, to be conservatives, Republicans, or, you know, that doesn't matter to me. But if you want to see your society dismantled, don't vote. If you object to that, as I do, you got to get out there and get your friends out there too, in a legal way, of course. So the scariness of America is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Pardon my voice. It's a fall allergy season here on Long Island. Okay, so the decline in quality of life in America in the last 2 years has been staggering. The media won't acknowledge it. The Democratic Party won't acknowledge it, but it's there. And if you don't know it, you're just stupid. And I'll tell people that right to their faces. If they don't know it, I'll say, look, I don't mean to be insulting, but you're stupid. You're paying three times as much for gasoline in some cases, double for food, and everything else. And if you don't think this Biden guy is responsible, you're not living in the real world. He is. Things don't change in 2 years that quickly. Doesn't happen. But he's done everything wrong, and he has no potential to solve any problem, no matter what it is. He can't do it because he doesn't know what's going on. And his party continues to back him, with the progressives being gleeful that he's so incapacitated so they can run wild with insane stuff. And that's really what it is. So the quality of life in America has declined. Now, I want to do some fact-based stuff after we get through with the latest polling. CBS News poll out today. It predicts the Republicans will win at least 228 seats in the House. Democrats, 207. I put that number a little low. I think the Republicans will win more than that, but that's what CBS News says. Senate, they have Republicans winning 48, Democrats 47, and they don't know about five others. I have Republicans winning the Senate. Okay? Real Clear Politics, which is an aggregate, adds them all up. They say Republicans are going to win 228 seats in the House at least. Democrats 174 at least. Senate, Republicans 48, Democrats 45. So you can see the trending is for the Republican Party. Now, these models don't work anymore. So the polling that we're getting and all this analysis off the polling, it's really bogus because what happens is the samples are so low and the people that are being spoken to are ill-defined. You don't know who they are. Let me give you an example. So Siena New York Times comes out with a poll today, very favorable to Democrats. And believe me, we'll deal with them on November 9th if they're wrong. And I'll deal with me on November 9th if I'm wrong. Is that fair? So it comes out with a poll that says Democrats are going to win Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and the Senate. I look at the sample. 604 people were surveyed in Pennsylvania. 604. Now, the sample was evenly divided, but there was no definition on who the independents were. It was one-third independent, one-third Republican, one-third Democrat. Who are they? Did you call independents in Philadelphia? Or did you call them in northern Pennsylvania? This is a big difference. So you can stack any poll by saying, you know, the independents that we're looking for, we want to get them in near San Francisco or L.A. or New York City, because then we know there are more liberal-minded independents than conservatives than if you go to Mississippi or North Dakota. You see how they can do that? And they do. Now, why would they do it? Because it's going to ruin their reputations. Number one, nobody remembers. Okay, so you don't remember one poll a day after it's out. So they can't be, they're not held accountable. Number two, the media, which pays for the Siena poll, New York Times pays for it, they want the Democrats to come out on top to bolster the spirits of the left-wing voters. So that's what you see. Now, again, I could be very wrong here. If I am, then next Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday, I'll do a mea culpa. This is the crusher. CBS poll, 2,119 registered voters. That's legitimate, not 604, okay? 2,119 registered voters. They asked, do you feel like things in the USA today are generally out of control, under control? Out of control, 79%. Okay. That's my answer, too. Well, we got a Democratic president, Democratic House, and a tie in the Senate. So if they're out of control, what party is screwing up? And I don't think you say they were out of control 2 years ago. Maybe you would. Second question. Generally speaking, do you feel things in America are going well, 26%, going badly, 73%. Going well, 26%. People believe what they want to believe. And you can't shake them out of it. Even when I call, and I don't think I've done this. I'm trying to think back at this morning when I'm putting the memo together. Did I insult anybody in the last month for supporting Biden or having liberal beliefs? I don't think directly I did, because most people are afraid of me and they won't come up to me. But anyway. The 26% feel things are going well in the country are just true believers on the left. Even if this was a Republican administration that was collapsing, you'd get the same number on the right. People believe what they want to believe. Democrats going well, 48%. Going badly, 52%. So more Democrats than feels badly than well. But 48% of the Democratic Party, they're just Kool-Aid drinkers. Republicans going well, 12%. Going badly, 88%. We live in the same country. This is unbelievable. Independents going well, 18%. Going badly, 82%. That is doom right there for the Democrats. And remember, this is a CBS poll put out by a liberal news organization. 82 to 18. Independent voters decide elections. Doom for the Democrats. And this is what my analysis is based on. Not wishing something. I don't do that. Okay? I look at the data. So anyway, the reason all this is happening is because Joe Biden is Herbert Hoover reincarnated. Herbert Hoover, as you may know, took over in 1929. And the depression happened, I think it was 4 or 5 months after he was sworn in. And it was the worst economic disaster in American history. He sat there for 3 years and did nothing. And then FDR came in and waxed him. And then because FDR said, we got to do something. People are starving. Come on. Can't sit there. And it was all Herbert with his pipe. It's Biden. Now, Herbert didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. And he was not a believer in any kind of entitlements or anything like that. He's a class of conservative Republican. The Times did not need that then. So that's Biden. Okay, and that's the memo. All right, let's bring in Doug Schoen. You all know him now. He's one of our ace guests, Democrat, political strategist, follows the election cycle in an honest way. This I did not know. Doug Schoen has a PhD in philosophy from Oxford. That's impressive.
Don't hold it again, Bill.
No, listen, I'll hold you the two Harvard degrees you have, but I have a Harvard degree.
I know
so
that.
If I have to hold it against you, I have to hold it against me. But PhD from Oxford?
Yeah.
Wow. I could never do that. All right, let's go to Trafalgar, New York. You surprised?
I think New York is within single digits, Bill. I'm not convinced as of yet that Zeldin has closed the sale, but all the data, and you were first in September, and we did it together, as I recollect, you were first in making it clear that this race was going to tighten because of the crime issue, cashless bail, and the like in New York State, and unsustainable taxes and spending policies. So this is an election with a 26% Democratic advantage in registration that will go down to the wire.
And Trafalgar took that into consideration.
Yes, they did.
So, Zeldin leads by one, and that's within the margin of error, so you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, it's not a lockdown for it. But look, in the last week, Hochul has made two astronomical mistakes. Number one, in the debate, turning to Zeldin, going, why do you care that these people are in jail?
Yeah.
People are hurting thousands. And then she says that this crime, whole thing, is a Republican conspiracy. I mean, even the dimmest among us, Doug, you got to go, what? So yeah. I'm sticking to my opinion.
Zeldin missed one opportunity, Bill, when she said, why do you care? He should have said, because I'm a crime victim, too, and my kids were almost a crime victim as well. It touches everyone.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. That's what people think.
You got to be very quick on your feet there. Sometimes you don't think of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, a Senate race that doesn't get any attention at all is New Hampshire.
Sure.
Where we got Maggie Hassan, who's a Biden apparatchnik. Going against a ex-general, Dan Baldock. And some polls got Baldock ahead now. Are you surprised?
I am not entirely surprised. Hassan is not a compelling figure. Baldock has a very good profile. He's moved to the center since the primary. And it's a state that's always been a swing state. It's not a reliably Democratic state. And the polling I see sees it within the margin of error. So this one also could go either way. But again, the momentum is all with Baldock.
Yeah, I think he's going to win too. Zeldin in New York, Baldock in New Hampshire. Patty Murray, the ardent liberal from Washington State, there are polls out there now that say she's in trouble. How do you see that one?
I see her still winning, but again, I see it within 5 points. I think Smiley is the Republican. I think the race is closed to single digits or even tighter than 5 points.
But here's my question. Seattle is such a disaster.
Yeah.
Such a disaster. And that's where all the votes are, in King County, up in the northwest corner of the state. They don't learn anything. These people in Seattle, they're sipping their lattes and they're watching people get gunned down in the streets and drug addicts run wild and they don't want any change. I mean, because I don't think it's Trump so much in Washington State as it is here in New York. So I'm surprised that Patty Murray, you say she might win.
I think she might, but it's, again, very close. And Washington State is a reliably Democratic state normally. So this is a sea change that we're describing today, Bill, and that you were really among the first to pick up on way back in September when people were talking about not a red wave, but a blue wave.
Well, I never bought that for a second because it's all about economics. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
People are suffering. And, you know, you can trot out the abortion issue doesn't pale to people's day-to-day finances. Now, this Arizona switch that happened, the guy bailing out and endorsing Masters, that matter?
It matters hugely.
Really?
The race without the Libertarian had been within 2 points, and I think a couple of polls had it even. A couple had Masters down too. He has come from 10 or 12 points down, and having seen the campaign there, he's running as a loyal Trump conservative, and Mark Kelly is running away from the National Party, Joe Biden, and the border policies as fast as he can.
So you see what there?
I think Masters has got a very good shot of winning.
And Lake will probably win. And, you know, when the governor wins, that helps the senatorial candidate.
Which will help Herschel Walker in Georgia.
Right. We'll get to Georgia in a minute. So Barack Obama goes out to Nevada, which is a very hard state to predict.
It is.
I've always said I think Laxalt's got enough to beat the incumbent Democrat. But I don't know that much about the union activities there. And it's always, because it's so Vegas, that's the dominant place.
It is.
Clark County. I do think Laxalt, but it's so close. The polls are so close there.
Polls are close there. They're close in the gubernatorial race in Nevada as well, between the incumbent Sisolak and Lombardo. The data that I've seen from the state shows that there is a preference for Republicans there. And again, if I had to predict, I'd bet both Republicans win Nevada, the gubernatorial and senatorial.
Does Obama have sway to change minds or to motivate people to go out and vote?
Bill, he didn't have it when he was president. His endorsement has never been a particularly compelling one. He's a compelling speaker, to be sure. He's great on the campaign trail, but I don't think he gets to people's hearts and minds.
All right, so it's the true believers that love him.
Exactly.
They're going to vote Democrat anyway, but he's not going to bring in independents and change minds, in your opinion. And finally, Georgia, I think my prediction there is no one gets 50. Then there's a runoff. I don't know why they do that. It seems a waste of Georgian tax money. But in the latest polling there, Walker is ahead by 1 point or so.
Yeah, and I think if, in fact, you're right, Bill, and there's every reason to believe you will be, if the Republicans win the Senate, as I think is very, very likely, the Republicans will have momentum going into any runoff that occurs in Georgia. So the Republicans are also unlikely to make the mistake that Donald Trump made in January of 2021 when they had mixed messages about the two seats were up that were up in the 2020 election.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be seeing Donald Trump in Georgia.
We're not going to see Trump in Georgia.
Any race I've left out, do you think Whitmer is going to fight off this challenge?
You know,
in Michigan?
Whitmer bending Tudor Dixon by about 10 to 1. So I say she's a narrow favorite. That's the sense I have from the polls I've seen. But I wouldn't be surprised if she lost. If we get the kind of red wave that I think is possible, and we've discussed, every marginal Democrat, like 1980, for those of us old enough to remember it, will fall. That could well happen. Democrats I'm talking to now privately understand that they are at risk across the board, no matter where they are.
Well, I hope you can join us Wednesday after the vote. We'll go over all of this, and we really appreciate it, Doug. Very nice of you to help us out, as always.
It's always a pleasure.
Okay. All right, so nobody knows, obviously, what's going to happen on November 8th, next Tuesday, but the bettors are laying money on the results. Let's bring in Maxim Lott. You've seen him before. He's in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, executive producer for Stossel TV. That would be John Stossel. And he's the creator of electionbettingodds.com. First of all, explain to us, there's no legalized betting on politics in America, correct?
Well, it's complicated. So our website averages the odds from five different websites. Most of them are in the UK. There's one in the Bahamas. But there is one in the US that regulators gave an exception to. It's called predictit.com. It's had an exception for like 8 years. So Americans right now can go and bet on the election there. And our site pulls data from there. But the regulators just announced a few months ago they're ending that exception. And in February of next year, there will be no serious election betting in the U.S. But our site will keep reporting the odds.
But the feds won't do anything about it, even if there is. I don't believe they do anything about it. And then off the, you know, grid, people are betting on the election all over the place, right?
Right. That's true. There are sites, people even are using cryptocurrency and on places like Polymarket, and they're betting. And our site just takes all of those and averages them together.
Now, why did the feds ban betting on politics?
Well, they say that it could give people bad incentives, like, if you have $25,000 on the line, you're going to push a candidate regardless of whether they're good or not. And you could have insider trading from, you know, campaign staff. Those are the things they say they're concerned about. Those seem pretty trivial to me compared with getting to know what's going to happen. And people can also say, oh, I'm really worried about this person coming to office. I can at least make some money off it, you know, kind of hedging your risk there. So I think it should be allowed, obviously.
All right. So you tracked 730 candidates this year.
So that's our track.
Okay.
Record.
Since you've begun. Okay. So let's talk about the overall picture. And again, this is for people who are laying money down. What is it? Ladsbroke? Is that the one in England, the big betting place?
That's a big one. What we pull from is Betfair and Smarkets in the UK, because they have kind of almost like a stock exchange type thing set up where it's very, there's no bookie. It's like people are trading with each other, just like on a stock market.
All right. The odds of the Republicans winning the House are?
They're 88%. So Republicans are locked for the House.
Okay. Senate?
It's 2/3, which changed a lot since we last talked. It was a coin toss. Now the Republicans are pretty strongly favored for the Senate.
Okay. Arizona is a very hotly contested state in the gubernatorial and in the Senate. What's that look like there?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It just flipped yesterday from a slight edge for Kelly to a slight edge for Masters. And that happened when the Libertarian announced he was endorsing the Republican. So that flipped it over the edge. It's still basically a coin toss, but it's interesting to see the effect of that.
And how about Lake?
She's strongly favored.
Oh, okay. The bettors are going in for Lake there. All right. Yeah. Nevada, Republican Senate candidate and governor candidate, correct?
Yeah. So the Senate race is pretty strongly favored for the Republican now. I'm actually a little surprised to see that because Nevada hasn't, the statewide race hasn't gone Republican since 2014. And they mail ballots to everyone, regardless of whether they request one. So there's a lot of room. I've had relatives send me photos of mail rooms and apartments in Nevada and there are ballots everywhere. But they say the Republican is favored 72%. That's Laxalt. For the governor, the Republican is also favored 75%.
That would be amazing. If it was a landslide in Nevada, that would be an indicator for all over the country.
Yeah.
Now, Georgia, what's the situation between Warnock and Walker?
Yeah, so that remains super close. That has flipped. When we last talked, Warnock was up about 60%, had about 60% chance. Now Walker has a 60% chance. So, and the polls are also slightly favoring Walker. So he has the edge, but we'll see. It's a coin toss. A lot of these races are so close.
That Vince Dooley commercial, the late coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, where Walker played, that has, according to people I know in Georgia, made a big difference. Particularly among African-American voters who are now swinging over to him.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that because the odds are shifting. That's what I can see.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is something, when we last talked 3 weeks ago, it wasn't even in play. It was 80% Democrat. Now it's 58%. Hassan has only 58%. So Bolduc, he's been going around to all these town halls, been doing multiple ones a day. It seems like there might be a grassroots shift there, and the Republicans have a chance to grab that one now.
Okay. I think that Bolduc's going to beat her up there. And because, you know, there are so many independents in New Hampshire who are getting hammered. Heating oil bills in New Hampshire this winter, that's going to put a lot of people into the red. I mean, you're going to make household budgets collapse. That's how bad that is. Wisconsin, Ohio, and North Carolina, you say, are, according to bettors, are safe Senate seats for Republicans, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those used to be close, but now it's just like more than 85% for each of those. They're pretty much a done deal.
Now, Sean Hannity was telling me today, and I don't have data to back it up, that Patty Murray, the liberal Democrat in Washington, is tied with her opponent. What's going on in Washington state?
Yeah, I saw there were some polls suggesting that. The bettors still say, you know, she's an incumbent in a blue state. She's still strongly favored. She's got 79%. But that race, it shouldn't even be on the radar. And Republicans do have a chance there. That's kind of their long shot to get to 55.
That'd be amazing. That would be even worse in California because Washington is all controlled by Seattle as Oregon's controlled by Portland. Now, New York, there are two polls, Emerson, which has Hochul out in front by a wide margin, and Trafalgar, which has Zeldin out in front by a small margin. How do the bettors see that?
Yeah, it's another place the Republicans shouldn't even have a chance, but Lee Zeldin's got 27% chance. He'd be the first Republican since Pataki to be governor there.
That seems low to me. That seems low. The momentum is on his side. Hochul booted it in the debate. Another horrendous crime we'll get to in a little while here, right at Hochul's doorstep. But it would have to be the machine politics of the city to make that number stand up, I would think.
Yeah, we'll see. That's where you're voting, I guess.
Yeah, I'm voting in New York, and I'm going to vote for Zeldin. And I never tell anybody who I'm going to vote for, because I do vote for Democrats. But I can't, in good conscience, vote for Kathy Hochul. Puts every single citizen in the state in danger. That's what she does.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, it's interesting to compare the media's coverage of Zeldin, the guy who attacked Zeldin, to the Pelosi thing going on now, which is this wall to wall.
Sure. The media is a partner with the Democratic Party. In Oregon, Christine Drazen, the Republican, is favored to win, right?
Yeah, which is shocking. She's actually favored to win, not even a long shot. And big reason is there's this Democrat who's kind of disaffected. She's like, this wasn't my party. She ran as an independent and is draining 10% from the Democrats. So that's how the Republicans are favored to win in Oregon now for the governor.
Well, I was out of Salem and Portland. I think the whole state will go GOP. And in Michigan, Whitmer's in trouble. Governor Whitmer in trouble, right?
Yeah, she might be. There's a one-third chance she'll get booted there. I'm almost surprised it's not higher. She had a lot of COVID scandals from flying to Florida when she told people not to do that, to being in bars against her own COVID lockdown orders. So there's a one-third chance she'll be out there in Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know that state. I can't make a prediction there. But I knew those some of the polls have a tied right now. So overall, the bettors, the people putting their own cash on the line for November 8th, they're saying both houses of Congress will go Republican and many of the gubernatorial races as well. Is that it?
Exactly, yeah. The betting is very good news for the Republicans basically across the board. And it's a big shift from 3 weeks ago and 6 weeks ago. It's all been moving in the Republicans' direction.
All right, Maxim, we really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on and helping us out. Okay, so there's a study by the Media Research Center, a very conservative group, but they're meticulous about the facts they put out. So I've been looking at these surveys over the years, and the data that they assemble, we've independently checked it, always checks out. So they analyze ABC, CBS, NBC, Evening News about how they're covering this election cycle. So all Democrats, positive coverage on the three networks, 33%, negative 67%. That may surprise you, but wait, there's more. So Democrats being covered by the three networks, 67% negative coverage. Fetterman in Pennsylvania, 81%. Biden, 78% negative, okay? And other Democrats outside of Fetterman and Biden are all favorable. Ah, you see how it's skewed? So 57% of the political coverage for Democrats is positive, but Fetterman and Biden are big negatives. On the Republican side, total negative on Republican candidates, all of them from the networks, 87%. Total positive, 13%. Herschel Walker, positive 11, negative 89. Oz, positive 18, negative 82. Carrie Lake in Arizona, positive 0. Not one positive comment, negative 100%. Altogether, Republicans, negative 81, positive 19. Okay, we compared that to Democrats, altogether positive 57, negative 43. So you can see the corporate media continues to be allied with the Democratic Party, and it can't, in some cases, justify Fetterman and Biden. You can't any longer. What they try to do is ignore that as much as possible. Now, I didn't ask Maxim about the senatorial race in Pennsylvania because it's impossible right now. You can't make the call. The Democrat will win the governor. But my gut is, and I hate to go by gut, that Oz will win. But if the machine in Philadelphia can get out the minority vote, it'll have to be big. Fetterman could be the victor. I don't think that'll happen. There's World Series this weekend in Philadelphia. People are distracted there. I don't know how any poor person could vote for Joe Biden. I mean, just the inflation rate alone, crippling. Okay, now this isn't a terrible story. I'm not going to get into graphic detail, but I'll give it to you. Upstate New York, okay? Guy beats up his wife, Adam Benefield. He is arrested, okay? They let him out, no bail, on the 4th of October. The next day, he ambushes his wife, shoots her dead in front of their three small children. Okay? So, guy beats up his wife. Out. Right out. Next day, boom. That's Hochul. That's the law Hochul championed. I'm just sitting here going, how could any New Yorker vote for this woman?
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. Bloomberg.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Kansas. So interesting case, getting no coverage because it doesn't have to do with modern politics. Woman's name is Allison Fluke Ekron, 42 years old. There she is. Sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for being a member of ISIS. She actually went to Iraq to train ISIS women to kill people. All right. They caught her. She wound up back in the United States. You know, Iraq is an ally of the USA. Now they extradited her back. She got 20 years. I'm not going to get it. I don't care. It's, the feds are still on this. If you read Killing the Killers, one of the few good things that is happening on the federal level is that the anti-terror forces that we have are still aggressively in motion to stop these insane people from killing us. So this woman, Allison Fluke Ekron, goes away for 20 years. She's 42 years old, gets out when she's, and in federal prison, you serve most of your time. We will have this weekend for premium and concierge members to BillO'Reilly.com, a special premium member only event, midterm election impact, what to know. Okay, so there are a lot of things that I don't have time to report on the Daily Newsman News. That are very interesting. They're not vital top line events, or else I would report them to you. But this special is going to basically put it all together. And the essential question that we're going to deal with is, what happens if Democrats win? In this time when the Democratic Party has failed awfully, what happens if they win? Now, it's not going to be speculation. But I'll be able to lay out a vision of what will happen, just as I have if they lose. Biden, I don't think, is going to be there. I mean, he'll resign for health reasons. Now, that's a long shot, but you wait. There's going to be tremendous pressure on him because the Democrats don't want to go into 24. They know Biden's not going to run again. He can't run again. He can barely get through the day now. So why have them there? But anyway, we're going to get into all of that. Midterm election special, what to know. We're going to put it on up on Friday, 8 p.m. and premium and concierge members only on BillO'Reilly.com. Those of you watching on the first and listening to our 100 affiliates across the country, radio affiliates, we hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com. Very worthwhile. You get a free book if you sign up, and we've kept the membership levels very, very inexpensive. All right, let's go to Chicago. Halloween mass shooting. Nobody's surprised. All right, this happened in the East Garfield Park area, the third most dangerous place in Illinois. 14 people shot. 14, including a 3-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy. Okay, so I assume that they were celebrating Halloween, trick-or-treating, whatever it may be. Car drives by, boom, boom, boom. This happened at 9:30 Halloween night. Now, what a 3-year-old boy was doing out at 9:30 tells you something. So we call the Chicago police, as we always do, and we say, can you please give us the ethnicity of the victims? No, they refused to. They're all African-American. We found that out. But they won't officially announce it. Now, if it were white perpetrators shooting 14 blacks in East Garfield Park, you'd know damn well they'd put that out, wouldn't they? So why the duality? Why? What's going on? It's to protect these thugs. Now, police have made no arrests and no suspect descriptions have been provided. What a shock. People who live in these neighborhoods are terrified that if they identify anybody, they're going to get shot in the head. And they will. They will. That's not an unfounded fear. Chicago police can't protect anyone. That's fairly obvious. National Guard should have been there years ago.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, so last night I'm on News Nation. We do, some chats with them every week now. And with Chris Cuomo. So the first soundbite is an update on the Pelosi situation. Roll the tape.
The lethal danger of celebrity. Nancy Pelosi is a celebrity. And all celebrities in this country are now commodities, not human beings. And they're all in danger. And that's why I wrote this book, concentrating on the biggest, Elvis, Lennon, and Muhammad Ali. But this situation, it's got to be dealt with very methodically. And what disappointed me the most was the White House spokesperson, Corinne Jean-Pierre, putting out a statement on camera that this is just like January 6th. And her reasoning was that the madman who broke into the Pelosi home was yelling, "Where's Nancy?" Well, he was there to terrorize Nancy Pelosi. What's he going to yell? "Where's Camille?" It was absurd. And I'm sitting there with my mouth open. Here's an administration that's supposed to be leading the country, and its spokesperson is blaming this attack on January 6th sympathizers. It's just wrong and dumb at the same time.
Okay, so this will die down because this guy, if you read his confession to the FBI, he'll be federally charged. They won't let California do it. And this guy will never get out. I mean, he thinks that he can talk to God, thinks he's a founding father. He's a maniac. When you take hard drugs for all those years, you become psychotic. These are powerful narcotics that these people are ingesting every single day. I mean, that you become crazy. Now, the next soundbite is what to do with all the crazy people in this country. Go.
This was a targeted attack by a man, perhaps, as you suggest, of diseased mind, but with ideas that were specific to her and wanting her. This isn't just a break-in, Bill.
Crime is crime to me, Cuomo. Yes, you're probably right. It was motivated by some insane person wanting to end his own life, which he has, he'll never see the light of day again, and go out in a blaze of glory. How many times have we seen that? Whether it's kids in Uvalde or Nancy Pelosi's home at 2:30 in the morning. There are tens of thousands, no, more than that. There are millions of mentally ill, violent people walking around in this country, millions. And many of them are gonna hurt innocent people. That's the problem. I was listening to
no,
the interview.
I don't think the problem is an army of the mentally ill that are coming for the rest of us. I think we have a problem with mental illness.
So you're wrong. We have an army of mentally ill, violent people who at any time could hurt another person. Subway crime, violent subway crime in New York, where you live, is up 40% in a year.
Not by all mentally ill people.
Rational people? Of course.
You don't think that somebody who commits a crime on the subway can be sane? Are you serious?
I'm saying that the percentage of people who are mentally unbalanced or addicted to narcotics who desperately need money are causing 70 to 80% of the crime, and the FBI will back me up on that. But we don't punish those people, and you say, we've got to get the mental ill help. They don't want help.
There you go. Pretty interesting. And we posted more of that interview on BillO'Reilly.com should you want to see it. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. Here are the two worst things, blunders, that have happened in the campaign so far. Rule number one.
Yes, our economy is strong as hell. The internal. Inflation is worldwide, worse off everywhere else in the United States. So the problem is the lack of economic growth and sound policy in other countries, not so much ours. And that's how it's worldwide inflation. That's consequential.
Yeah, it's other countries, therefore. And here is number two, blunder. Go.
This governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important.
All right, sealed her doom, in my opinion, with that one. There may be thousands of people dead in the streets in New York State. That could be important, right? Anyway, we are rolling this week. We hope you are enjoying the No Spin News. We will see you again tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.